Hello and welcome. My name is Orlando Figueredo from Global Word Ministry. It was Pablo Picasso, a famous Spanish painter, who said, "The world today doesn't make sense, so why should I paint pictures that do?" The world today doesn't make sense. This is probably very close to the truth. Many today are saying, "What is happening to this world? It just doesn't make any sense." Many today are looking to this world for solutions to their problems, solutions to the world's problems. Many look to technology as a way to bring about change. Picasso painted what he saw, a world in confusion, a world that made no sense. Perhaps today you are wondering, what is going on? How can we bring about change in this world? How can I make my life a better life? It was Billy Graham, a famous, world-famous evangelist, who once said, "Our world today so desperately hungers for hope, yet uncounted people have almost given up. There is despair and hopelessness on every hand. Let us be faithful in proclaiming the hope that is in Jesus." Man today is looking to this world for solutions to our problems. And yet, Billy Graham points us in the right direction. We have been looking in the wrong place. We have been looking to the world. But Billy Graham, who acknowledges that this world is in serious trouble, he points us in the right direction. He says, "Look to Jesus. Stop looking to the world for your solutions, but look to Jesus." Who is Jesus that we should look to him for the solutions to our problems? In Revelations chapter 1 and verse 8, Jesus tells us who he is. He says, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty." Jesus is the Almighty One, the Supreme One. He is the beginning. He is the end. In Revelations chapter 22, verse 13, he says, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." Jesus is the first. He is the last. He is the beginning and the end. He is the Supreme One, the Almighty One. There is no one greater than Jesus. It was Jesus, the Almighty God, who in the beginning created the heavens and the earth. He is the beginning and he is the end. He is the beginning of all life. Life begins with Jesus. He is the beginning of life and he is the one who sustains life. In Revelations chapter 21 and verse 6, he says, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to the one who thirsts from the spring of the water of life without cost." The world is in an upheaval. People have lost hope because the life that we see before us in this world is only a mirror image of life. It is not life as God created it to be. It is only Jesus who is able to take a shattered and broken life and breathe new life into it. It is only Jesus who can take a broken and shattered life and transform it into something new, something glorious, something good, something perfect in the sight of God. In Revelations chapter 21 and verse 5, he says, "Behold, I am making all things new." If you are one today who has reached that point of hopelessness, if you are filled with despair at what you see happening in this world today, then I would say to you, look to Jesus. Turn your gaze onto Jesus. Take your eyes off this world and fix them on Jesus, for he is the one who makes all things new. If the issues of life have become too difficult to bear, then I say to you, cast your cares on Jesus and be not burdened with the issues of this life, for Jesus is your life. Take your eyes off this world and fix them on Jesus. Why? Because he is the Almighty, the one with whom nothing is impossible. He promises to give you a new life. He has promised to give you rivers of living water. He has promised to fill you with his life. Jesus is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He is the one who sustains life. He is everything that we need for life. Because he is the Omega, the Eternal One, the Supreme One. Psalm chapter 1 says, "How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night." We are to be a people who do not seek the counsel of this world. We are not to seek the wisdom of this world. We are not to walk in the ways of this world. But we are to delight ourselves in the Lord Jesus Christ. We are to delight in his promises. And we are to meditate day and night upon his word, upon his promises. Psalm 4 says, "But know that the Lord has set apart the godly man for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him." The Lord has set apart the godly man for himself. The Lord has set apart for himself those who believe in him, those who trust him, those who put their trust in him. He has set apart for himself, and he hears when I call to him. God hears you when you call to him. You have God's attention. You are not forgotten. You are not forsaken. Do not look to this world, but fix your eyes on Jesus. Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Why? Because he is my Alpha and Omega. He is my life. He is the beginning of my life. He is the one who sustains me. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He restores my soul. He restores my joy. And he leads me and guides me in the paths of life, of righteousness, for his name's sake. He will lead you and guide you with his eye upon you. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You may be in the valley of despair. You may be thinking, how much lower can my life go? But I say to you, look to Jesus, for he promises to take you through that valley and not leave you there. We are not to walk in fear, but in faith. As I was preparing this, I felt the Lord say, cast your cares on me, my child, and be not burdened with the issues of life. For I am your life. Destiny awaits you, my destiny for your life. Be not afraid of tomorrow, only look to me now. Look to me and not to this world. Yes, I have established my kingdom in my people's hearts to know me. I know their hearts, they are ever before me. The Lord wants his children to come to him to have all their needs met. For God is a father to those who've believed on Jesus and put their trust in him. Rest and be at peace, my children. Rest in me today, my children, and know I am with you today. Rejoice in me today and walk with me. The Lord said, I am the creator of all life. I know my people. Yes, I know their hearts today, for my life abounds towards them every day. I rejoice to see them come before me in newness of life. God rejoices to see his children come before him. He rejoices to see us call upon his name. He rejoices to see us put our trust in him as the Alpha and Omega of our lives. What can the Lord do for you and for me? Psalm 24 says, the earth is the Lord's and all it contains, the world and those who dwell in it. This world belongs to God. It belongs to the Lord and everything within it. The kings of the earth may rule over a nation, but it is the Lord who rules over the world. This is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, even Jacob. This is the time, this is the generation for people everywhere to seek him, to seek his face. Why? Because he is the Supreme One, the Almighty, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and ending of all life, the beginning and the sustainer of all life. Do not look to this world for the answer. Do not look to the wisdom of this world for your answers, but seek God. Seek the Lord Jesus Christ. Fix your eyes upon him. Open your heart to him, and he will make your heart glad. He will sustain you with his word and his promises.
Well, I hope you have enjoyed this week's teaching. My name is Orlando Figueredo from Global Word Ministry. Please do visit my website at www.globalwordministry.org and send me an email. I would love to hear from you. Until next time, have a blessed week and goodbye.